whilst deductions only have to be made from that part of the subcontractor's payment that does not represent the cost of materials, deductions do have to be made from the balance of the payment, unless the subcontractor has been registered for gross payment status. One of the recurring problems picked up by HMRC compliance officers is the failure to make a deduction when it is required. By verifying the subcontractor at the appropriate time, the contractor should establish whether a deduction has to be made or not. Once it's established that a deduction has got to be made, you then have to look at the makeup of the payment to the subcontractor. Deductions have to be made from travel and subsistence expenses. Any travel and expenses, including fuel costs and subsistence paid to the subcontractor, must be included in the gross amount of the payment and the amount from which the tax deduction is made. Contractor will need to keep a record of the gross payment amounts so that they can enter these on their monthly returns. No deduction has to be made from materials, consumable stores, plant hire, and the cost of manufacture or prefabrication of materials. But again, records have to be kept of all this information. Another problem that's currently being picked up by HMRC compliance officers is where the cost of materials is being overstated. The guidance from HMRC quite clearly states that the contractor can ask, and indeed should ask, the subcontractor for evidence of the actual cost of materials, or make a fair estimate of the cost if that's not been provided by the subcontractor. The contractor has always got to check this out, because the contractor could be liable for the tax that hasn't been deducted.